are the things that God puts into our lives that He wants us to get rid of, to throw away. And the hardest things to throw away are things that are inside of us. Question: are there pleasant thoughts that we should not enjoy? My favorite definition of a temptation, and temptation is something which is enjoyable but forbidden by God. You might ask, what kind of a God is this that puts things into our lives that are enjoyable and wants us to get rid of? Well, one question never ask God, why? You may ask God, and you should ask God, what? Lord, what do you want? You may ask God, Lord, how do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? We never ask Him why. That's His divine business. And this is crucially important, because whatever we know from experience, we'll live long enough to know what pleasant things in our lives lead us into sin. So what do we do with those things? We get rid of them. We avoid them. If they keep coming back, we keep throwing them away. An unpleasant temptation is a contradiction in terms. Am I clear? An unpleasant temptation is a contradiction in terms. Every temptation is pleasant. Well, that's our mind should tell us, I like it, but it will lead me into sin. Sisters, there is such a thing as learning from experience. My dear fellow sinners, good morning. Good morning. Having sinned, by now we should learn what things lead us into sin. And no matter how pleasant they may be, we avoid them. In case nobody told you, is one reason why many people enter the religious life. Having lived in the world, having known ourselves, I can say this and I mean it. One reason I entered the religious life was to keep out of hell. I could be more plain. There are so many. Oh, how nice they are. How sweet. How enjoyable. But they are occasions of sin. And this is one reason we become religious. Now, needless to say, oh my dear sisters, there are still, can you believe it, there are still occasions of sin even in the religious life. Oh no, oh yes. But at least by becoming religious, we have spared ourselves exposure to and contact with temptations that we know from experience will lead us into sin and even perhaps keep us from reaching heaven. There's one more class. Class of what? Class of creatures. What are they? Those are creatures which we don't have to remove from our lives because it would lead us into sin, but things that we like. All right, Lord, I claim to love you. So then he tells us, prove it. If we love someone, we give up what we like to please the one whom we love. Another word for that is sacrifice. In theology, we define sacrifice as the surrender of something precious out of love for God. Sacrifice is the surrender of something precious out of love for God. I'm never quite sure when I'm repeating myself, but how may I ask, have any of you made a retreat with Father Hardin before? Oh, then I'm safe. My mother was widowed when I was a year old. I never knew my father. So he didn't work to an act of charity. She never remarried. And then I thought I had a vocation, but my mother in poor health, alone, working every day of her life, mopping floors, sweeping rooms. So I thought to myself, it doesn't make sense. Leave a widowed mother all alone in very poor health. She found out, so she bore me out. Don't worry, God will take care of me. For 4 years while going to college, I was dating a wonderful girl, Josephine, last name Cotton. You know women. Men write poetry. Men are the dreamers. Men are the philosophers. Women, down to earth.